Hello and welcome to Press Any Button. I am Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we're doing a very special bonus episode of Press Any Button, where we are going to be talking about beer and video games, colon, a brief history.
Yeah, so it's St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I was thinking let's do a little bonus episode, and when I think of St. Patrick's Day, I think of beer.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
So first of all, I'd like to say cheers, Eric.
Cheers.
We are sipping on some Guinness, you know, little St. Patrick's Day sippy sip of the beer. And while we're sipping on the beer, let's talk about beer and video games.
All right, yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, so Eric, what's the first game that you can remember either seeing beer in a video game or where it was a part of the video game, where you could drink it and get drunk or whatever? What's your first memory?
I can tell you the first game I thought contained beer that was censored. Do you remember the original Punch-Out for the Nintendo?
Yeah. Game's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. If you got far enough, you'd fight a character called Soda Popinski, and he always had like a bottle of, you know, soda pop. I thought it was supposed to be beer.
Even as a kid, you thought it was supposed to be beer.
But then I learned his real name recently was, Vodka Drinkinski, I think, was his uncensored name.
Ooh, so it was harder than beer.
Yeah, it was actually probably vodka that he was drinking and not beer.
Dang. Could you imagine just chugging vodka while you're supposed to be boxing? That could not end well. I'm sure, oh man, yeah, blood would be so thin.
It was a pretty bad stereotype. And then I also think back to the original Duke Nukem 3D. I think beer was like, I don't think you could actually drink it, but I think it was like kind of a prop on some of the tables, like in the strip club. I don't know. I was probably way too focused on the strippers that you could hand money to.
Probably.
See their boobs.
Yeah.
They're really very pixelated 3D boobs.
All right. Yeah. stripper
video games. I just know as a kid, that's what I was way more interested in than the beer on the tables.
Okay, so the first video game that I could find that had beer in it was actually sponsored by Anheuser-Busch, and you play as a bartender, and you sling beers.
Did you ever get to play this game?
No, I've never even seen this game, but originally, like, the OG arcade casings or whatever had a full-size Budweiser draft handle that you could play with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, gosh, you feel so authentic. You're like, yeah, I'm a legit bartender.
And the real bartender is just sitting there looking at you like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, later on, it was replaced with, like, smaller plastic versions of the draft handle, but whatever. So, yeah, that was 1983, and then in 1984, they rethemed it as Root Beer Tapper, so they could put it in arcades where kids were, and not get in trouble for advertising booze to underage minors.
That's so lame.
Yeah. So, Eric, I actually found an original 1983 Tapper arcade game.
Wow.
On sale. We could have it. We could have this in our basement if we wanted. Do you want to guess what the price is?
How much is it going to cost me? Is it greater than $1,000?
Yes, a lot more than $1,000.
Is it greater than $5,000?
It is $5,995.
So any game of Tapper is going to cost you almost $6,000, or is it?
If you want the OG arcade game,
Or was it just the one that you found, or was it like an average?
No, that's just, I don't think there's that many of them out there. I only saw one. maybe that's why it's expensive, because it's a little rare. I don't know.
Did it have the original tap, or did it have one of those?
It had the original tap.
Oh, maybe that's why it was so expensive.
Full sizer.
maybe the plastic tap ones are like closer to 3,000.
Yeah. So do you think if you're, you know, it's 1983, man, and you're in the bar, you just got yourself a Bud Light, do you think you'd go play this game like while you're hanging out at the bar?
I guess if I were bored, maybe.
You know, I think of now, you know, they always have that golf game in all the bars.
Yeah, I don't usually play that game, so I don't know if I would have played this game.
I'm like, who's sitting there thinking, oh, I'm in a bar. I want to pretend to be a bartender. Let me go play this game. So, I don't know. It sounds funny, but also it was sponsored by Anheuser-Busch. So, you know, they're just trying to get you to drink more Budweiser.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The next thing I found, so it skips some years. When I was doing some research, I couldn't really find much for the 90s. You know, I don't know if it was because all the parents were like all about the censorship in the 90s, you know, video games cause violence and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure there are some RPGs or something that included it, because I feel like every RPG had like a pub or a bar.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s.
True. But I really couldn't find anything like too significant, I guess.
Yeah.
None of the beer companies were doing anything cool in the 90s, at least with video games. So the next thing that I kind of found was in 2001, Conker's Bad Fur Day came out, and it was published by Rare, and it was on Nintendo 64. You basically follow Conker, who is a greedy, hard-drinking red squirrel. And he's trying to return his girlfriend home.
That game was great. I don't think I ever played the single player. I played a lot of this game. It was always like just a party game. And it was a pretty good party game. Like there were, I think, 7 or 8 different like games that you could play. And they went on 4-player. And, you know, you could kill each other. You could shoot each other and stuff.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I've never played it before. I never even heard of it before until now. But on the like cover of the video game, Conker is actually holding like a giant draft beer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know right away, the squirrel, he's up to no good.
Yeah, I remember the intro is him walking into a bar, actually. But I don't remember seeing any beer within the game. Or maybe because I just didn't play the single player.
Yeah, or if it was like an actual part of the gameplay. Maybe they just had it there for his aesthetic, you know, just to show that he's a bad squirrel. The next thing I want to talk about is from 2013, a company called Big Boss Brewing Company, which is actually a beercade, they came out with the first ever beer dispensing arcade game.
Wow.
Yeah. So you basically play the game and you get samples of beer. Instead of going up to the bartender and asking to taste the beer, you can just play the game.
Cool. What kind of game was it?
So it was a flash game, and you could choose from 5 characters to play, because this was like released for their 5-year anniversary or whatever. And then there was 5 bosses that you could play. Do you want to know the names of the 5 bosses?
Sure.
All right. We've got Hail's Bale, Bad Penny, Angry Angel, Blanco Diablo, and High Roller.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you. I can't believe each one got their own attitude. Basically, you know, you go in the game and you're like at a biker bar and you just have like a bar fight with these bosses. And then once you win, you can get 1 of 5 of their most popular beers. Moving on to something that's not really a game, but it definitely has to do with games. Mm-hmm. In 2019, Miller Lite invented the very first controller.
Huh.
You want to guess what it is?
It's a beer controller?
Yeah. So they invented an actual video game controller that is also an actual 12-ounce can of beer, all wrapped into one.
Wow.
Just in case, you know, in case you're like, man, I want a controller that I can just use one time. And then after I drink it, I got to throw it away.
So you went to the trouble of like wiring all this stuff and then it's just one beer.
Right. I think it was a wireless one, but still.
I mean, there's still wires for the buttons, right?
Oh, yeah. True. It did look very simple. Kind of like an NES controller. You know, it just has one D-pad and then the four buttons. So it's like not like an Xbox controller with a joystick or anything like that.
So it was like a Bluetooth controller?
Yeah. And it looked pretty cool, actually. Like, I probably wouldn't drink it. I would just keep it as a collector's item.
Yeah.
But it was pretty neat. And then I think like Bud Light got jealous or something, because also the same year they came out with their own console. It was called the BL6. It is in the shape of like a six pack of beer, basically. And it has two holes that you can put beer into to keep your beer cooling while you're playing games.
So instead of the console like getting overheating, it would be cold?
Yeah, it'd be cold. Huh. So the console cools two beers while you're using it. It has 16 gigabytes of memory, and it came with six games preloaded on it, which included Tekken 7 and Soul Calibur 6.
How many monies did it cost?
From what I can tell, I don't really think you could buy it. I think it was kind of like a more of like a contest type thing or something.
Oh, like,
I didn't really see it for sale online or anything like that. So
it was like a one-off.
I'm thinking it was like a PR stunt. Yeah, like a one-off contest kind of advertising thing.
It seems like it's trying to do too much. It's like it's either a mini fridge or a console. But then it only has six games on it. And can you buy more games?
Well, it has 16 gigabytes of memory.
Could you add more games to it?
Do you think six games would take up all 16 gigabytes of memory?
Yeah, they could.
Oh, well, maybe it just came with the six games then. Kind of like that one Nintendo system that they came out with. It kind of looks like the NES, but it only had like 16 games on it or something.
Yeah, it's like the NES Classic or whatever.
Yeah, maybe it's something kind of like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picturing.
If you actually have one of those, let us know. And also, I would like to know, if you're listening, what were some of the first games you played where you noticed that there was beer in the games? Let us know on Instagram or whatever. I know this is already a bonus episode, but would you like some bonus fun facts?
Sure. Let's hear some facts.
All right. So on Steam, I was able to find 16 games that had beer in the title, including Dude, Where's My Beer? Tap Tap Beer. Beer! And Beer Ranger. So... Dude, Where's My Beer sounds really funny.
Are these like just indie games, I guess?
I guess so.
Which one of these games are you picking for your next game?
Oh, definitely. Tap Tap Beer.
Tap Tap Beer. I knew you were leaning towards Tap Tap Beer.
Tap Tap Beer. You know, but Dude, Where's My Beer also sounds really funny. I don't know. Those are just the ones that I thought sounded funny out of the 16. Obviously, a lot more games come up when you search beer, you know, on the list. But those are the ones that I could find that actually had beer in the title.
Cool.
And something else I found was on Giant Mob's website, they actually have a list of every video game that beer has made an appearance in.
Wow.
Do you want to guess how many games are on their list?
Is it thousands?
No. It should be, though, you know?
I'm going to say 999.
999, Bob. No, actually, just 169 games. That's it.
Huh.
So, we need to start developing more games that are just revolve around beer.
I don't know. How many Flash games did it include? I think I remember other games like Flash games when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Just like really just poorly made games.
Well, I'm never going to be able to find every game ever made. You know, there's always some.
Why not? I demand it, Nikki. I demand
there's
you
always
find.
Some game out there like Drink Man, like that you and Michael made. No one would know about unless they went on Michael's old website.
Is that on the 169 game list?
Yeah, no, it's not. And that's my point. You can never know all the games.
I mean, we literally wrote beer on the cans of beer so people would know that they were beer.
Yeah, that is like high quality creativity right there. So do you want to kind of talk about the game that you and Michael modded?
Drink Man? It is a graphics mod.
What year?
I don't know. Someone went to the trouble of doing a demake of, I want to say Mega Man 7. It's Mega Man 7 or 8. They did a demake of one of those two games. Originally, they came out for the SNES, and you know they had 16-bit graphics. Mm-hmm. They did a demake where they had 8-bit graphics, and they left all their art assets in one folder, and then me and Michael just got into that folder and started messing with all the art assets. Oh,
so you just went in there and stole the code.
It wasn't code. It wasn't hard-coded. None of this was hard-coded.
Dang, it sounds so much cooler, and you're like, I hacked in there. And I got
no, there was almost no hacking involved. We just changed the pictures that were in there.
Oh, so when you downloaded the game, just like the folder that the game was in, he had all the images for the game in there?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So you could just pull it like in a Photoshop or whatever and basically just impose a beer can over like the gun.
Write like beer on the the shots. Yeah, we basically had Mega Man shooting little beer cans, and as idle animation, he would take a sip of beer.
Nice.
There were beer logos all over the game. Just a lot of references to drinking.
Yeah. And so the only people that ever got to play that were like the few people that went to Michael's personal website, right?
Yeah, it was on.
It was up there for a while, you said?
Yeah, it was on My Awesome Weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's a defunct website. Yeah. So don't try to go there.
It was a great website. Yeah, I don't know what it is now.
But I was thinking, you know, we should try to get that back online so people can play it if they want.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was probably one of the best games I ever played.
All right, Eric, what did you think about all the fun video game and beer facts that I found?
They were fabulous.
They were fabulous. Do you think this is a successful first bonus episode?
This is the best one.
Awesome.
And the best and only.
The best and only so far. Well, that concludes our very first bonus episode.
All right.
Have a good St. Patrick's Day.
Have a safe and lovely St. Patrick's Day.
Don't drink any green beer. Don't do it. Just drink Guinness.
Do it.
Bye.
Bye.
As always, thank you for listening. Feel free to interact with us on social media, share with your friends, and leave us a review. See you next time.